It's 11 trivia questions on Trivia. That's right. It's trivia all about trees and tree-related things for my friend Matt Pollack. This is Trivia with Buds. Let it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show on YouTube and your favorite podcasting apps. We've been doing this show every day for almost 2 years now, and we did it once a week and then twice a week for about a year and a half before that. So we're going on 3.5, 4 years of podcasting here, and it's my favorite thing to do. Besides hosting live events, I love sitting here in my garage in front of a bunch of cool stuff and talking to you about trivia. So thank you so much for playing along, listening, telling a friend, leaving reviews, becoming a Patreon subscriber. All that stuff is very important and means the world to me. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm going to show this off on YouTube. Got these at the dollar store, the Dollar Tree. They are called Colossal. Supersize Solving is the name of the brand, and Colossal Word Hunt. So it is a 3 foot wide word search that you can do with friends. And it seems like a fun little team building kind of thing. And this one right here is Colossal Crossword. So that is 3 feet wide as well. Giant poster, biggest crossword ever. There's like 400 clues on there. If you like that kind of thing, if you're into super large puzzles, check your local Dollar Tree. Those are great for me to put in prize baskets when I do corporate shows or company shows, and I can kind of just put in some cool stuff like Starbucks coffee or gift cards or Redbox rentals or these crossword puzzles. So I'm going to go back and stock up and get some more. But if that's your jam, go check them out at the Dollar Tree. Today's episode is all about Trivia. That's right. Matt Pollack, a new Patreon subscriber and player of bingo and trivia in the Sierra Madre, California area, hit me up and said, hey, why don't we do something tree related? And I said, let's do it, Matt. So I used this at my live rounds last week and altered the question slightly for the show. So I hope you have fun playing along with today's episode. We're going to jump into 11 questions on tree-related things right now. Here we go. All right, here we go, everybody, with some tree-related trivia. Movies, books, television, video games, music, you name it. We probably tried to work it into this episode in forms of trees. Here's number one. Who wrote the children's book, The Giving Tree? Question number one, who wrote a children's book called The Giving Tree? Question number two, trees have been known to communicate and defend themselves against what type of typical attackers? Number two, trees have been known to communicate with each other and defend themselves against what type of typical attackers? Question number three, male pine cones shed pollen. What do female pine cones shed? Male and female pine cones, what do they shed? Males are pollen. What do you think females shed? Question number four, a Western icon, the Lone Cypress, is a single tree found in what famous beach town? What famous beach town is home of the Lone Cypress? Number four. Question number five, who did the voice of the tree-like character Groot in the Guardians of the Galaxy movies? Question number five, who did the voice of Groot in the Guardians of the Galaxy films? Question number six, what three-letter species is Treebeard from Lord of the Rings? What is the three-letter name of the species of the character Treebeard in Lord of the Rings? Question number seven, a recurring gag in the Peanuts comic strip, what does a tree eat of Charlie Brown's? Number seven, a recurring gag in the Peanuts comic strip, what does a tree eat of Charlie Brown's? Question number eight, Grandmother Willow appears in what Disney film? Grandmother Willow appears in what Disney film? And question number nine, a typical palm tree can live for 25, 50, or 100 years. What is the correct answer there? How long can a palm tree typically live? 25, 50, or 100 years? And question number 10, in what movie produced by Disney, does a famous family build a treehouse that was once a Disneyland attraction for many decades before it changed its name to Tarzan's Treehouse? What was Tarzan's Treehouse called before it was Tarzan's Treehouse? Number 10. And number 11, your two-point bonus question. Who directed the 2011 movie Tree of Life, and who played a character in it named Mr. O'Brien? Who directed Tree of Life from 2011, and who played Mr. O'Brien? Those are all your questions for the trivia for today. Matt, I hope you nailed all those, or you're about to learn something. We're going to jump into the answers right about now. We're back with the answers to trivia, tree-related trivia. Let's see how you did. Number one, who wrote the children's book, The Giving Tree? That was old Shel Silverstein. Where the Sidewalk Ends, The Falling Up. I was going to say The Sky is Falling Up, but it's just called Falling Up. Great books of poetry for kids, and The Giving Tree, nice little book. Number two, trees have been known to communicate and defend themselves against what type of attackers? I was looking for insects. If you said a specific bug, like a termite or something, that would have worked, but just insects in general. Number three, male pine cones shed pollen. What do female pine cones shed? Seeds. Seeds and pollen for the male and female pine cones. Number four, a Western icon, the Lone Cypress, is in what beach town? That would be Pebble Beach. Pebble Beach in California. Number five, who did the voice of the tree-like character Groot in Guardians of the Galaxy? It is Vin Diesel. He lives his life a quarter mile at a time, and that's Vin Diesel. Number six, what three-letter species is Treebeard from Lord of the Rings? He is an Ent, E-N-T, E-N-T, an Ent. And number seven, a recurring gag in the Peanuts comic strip, what does a tree eat of Charlie Brown's? His kite, the kite-eating tree. I tried flying a kite yesterday with my son Tommy. We couldn't get it off the ground. It would go up like, 5 feet in the air and then just start twisting and spinning and then slam hard into the ground. So I don't know if the kite's broke or I don't know how to fly a kite. Probably the latter. Number eight, Grandmother Willow appears in what Disney film? That would be Pocahontas. Pocahontas with Grandmother Willow, the tree. Number nine, a typical palm tree lives for about how many years? 25, 50, or 100? The answer was 100 years for a palm tree. And number 10, the famous family that built the treehouse that turned into Tarzan's treehouse was Swiss Family Robinson, which my friend Greg Bristow looked up and told me, I said, what is their name? Is their last name Robinson? Is their last name Swiss? Are they Swiss? He said, none of the above. Their family, there's like no name of the family, I guess, in certain versions of it. And it's supposed to be an homage to Robinson Crusoe, like landing on an island. And the writer was Swiss. So it's just like a mush of all that stuff. But look it up. I don't think those names really have anything to do with the characters in certain versions. And number 11, for 2 points, who directed the 2011 movie Tree of Life and who played Mr. O'Brien? That would be Terrence Malick, the director, and Brad Pitt playing Mr. O'Brien. Have never seen that movie. If you think I should watch it, let me know in the comments on YouTube or in a quick message online at Ryan Buds on just about everything. All right, guys, that is it for today's episode. We have one more question for you for the question of the day. And that question is, who won the Best Rap Song Grammy in 2007 for their song Moneymaker? Tweet me your answer at Ryan Buds or email ryanbuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Body Mass Index, BMI, and your trivia team name of the day is Lord of the Onion Rings. So take that, put it in your pipe, and smoke it. If there's a certain topic you want me to do on the show, donate $5 or more over on patreon.com/triviawithbuds, and I'll see if I can work it in just for you. Okay, it's going to be awesome. You can join a bunch of other people who support the show, and that would be very, very cool of everybody. Thank you so much for watching the show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.